AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is joining other world leaders this morning on the beaches of Normandy, France, to pay tribute to World War II Allied troops who landed there 75 years ago today, the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. General Eisenhower sent the troops off on that D-Day with a compelling message.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
A few hundred of the surviving troops are there this morning in Normandy. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Once the invasion began, the unknown became all too real.
The water was full of dead men.
Jim Radford was a galley boy on a civil tug. He was just 15. Surrounded by death, he grew up fast.
I grieved for them then as I do now, but you hadn't time to do anything about that. You had to focus on what you had a job to do.
I'm Sagar Magani.
This morning, the French and British leaders said thank you to the D-Day veterans attending the ceremony in Normandy. President Trump is scheduled to speak within the hour. No deal yet between the U.S. and Mexico that would hold off that 5% tax the president is threatening to impose on imports from Mexico, though both sides say there is progress. The talks are back on this morning, says President Trump.
They're coming back this morning in Washington. They'll be meeting at the White House. I think a lot of progress was made yesterday, but we have to make a lot of progress.
President Trump is trying to make Mexico stop the flow of immigrants across the U.S. border. The Federal Communications Commission will vote today on giving wireless carriers permission to do more to stop robocalls. They've exploded recently because cheap software makes it easy to make mass calls. This is AP Radio News. A Texas couple says Cardinal Daniel DiNardo's office is treating them the way the Roman Catholic Church does other victims, by trying to discredit their story. George Ponticus and his wife Laura have accused DiNardo of mishandling a sexual misconduct case against his former deputy. They deny claims by DiNardo's office that they fabricated quotes and demanded $10 million. The archdiocese says DiNardo had acted, quote, swiftly and justly in the case. A German court has sentenced a former nurse convicted of killing 85 patients. 42-year-old Niels Hogel got life in prison. Prosecutors say he liked to put patients into cardiac arrest because he enjoyed the feeling of being able to resuscitate them. He apologized in a closing statement in court. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Saving on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.